Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. Heirloom tomatoes opened the door for a new appreciation of bygone produce, and that led to a re-examination of long-forgotten livestock breeds. Now, some of the most successful heritage breed hogs are raised right here in Maryland, and Chef Jerry Pellegrino of Scola Cooking School, we've invited my pal Shane Hughes of Liberty Delight Farm to talk to us about the Berkshire pig. Welcome.
Thanks, Al. Jerry, nice to see you again.
Always good to have you, and these pigs are awesome.
Right. Well.
Jerry, I'll never forget the first time you served me some over at your old restaurant.
At the Corks, yeah.
Yeah, and it was just, I couldn't believe the flavor.
It's always been
a big
fan.
They make a very nice pork chop.
So give us a little bit of a side story of this Berkshire pig.
Oh, okay. Well, my background's mainly been cattle. I grew up with a cattle farm and around Black Angus and Simmental cattle, and got into raising these livestock, and the pigs were a add-on. Did some research on the best breeds, flavor-wise, ease, what did well in this climate here in the mid-Atlantic state of Maryland, and settled on the Berkshires, and they've been a huge success and hit. Just from flavor and ease to grow and maintain, and they just do real well in this environment.
Yeah, I'm sure.
It's hard to believe that this breed was on the verge of extinction at one point. There were very few left.
Right. They, go back to the World War II. They're not known to be a lard pig, and lard was a big commodity back then.
Sure.
And,
yeah, that makes
and,
sense.
And, nobody really fooled with the Berkshires because it was more about, lard for other uses other than eating. So,
right. How big do these guys get?
They max out about 600 pounds at full maturity.
That's a good size. Well,
yeah, but we get them up to about 400 pounds and then they go to the market because that's about when they're in their prime and they make a nice size pork chop and roast. And, but if you want to keep them for breeding stock and around, they'll max out around 600 pounds.
Do you have your own breeding program going?
We do.
How long does it take to get one to 400 pounds?
400 pounds, you're about 8-9 months old.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's really cool. They do well. They put the weight on and
do they
muscle out
do they
real
play
nice.
Nicely with the cattle?
They do. We try to keep them separate from the cattle, but every now and then, they get a little inquisitive and they get it mixed in. But they ignore the cattle. The cattle are the one that they're more curious and
interesting.
Worried about the pigs, but the pigs kind of just ignore them.
Now, I've been buying your pork for quite some time, and one thing I can say, it's pretty hard to ruin this piece of pork. Pork ordinarily is very dry.
It can be,
and your Berkshire pork chops are just amazing.
Sure.
They stay moist the whole time.
Well, it's a lovely piece of meat, and especially when it's raised by someone who understands, proper breeding, and these pigs, I'm sure, are extremely well cared for, probably even pampered.
They are, yeah, a little bit, sure.
And so that has a lot to do, and I think, buying meat that where you know where it comes from is huge and very important for its quality.
Where can we buy your pork?
Well, we have a website, libertydelightfarms.com. Our farm's in Reisterstown, Maryland. We have a place there on the farm. Everybody can come pick it up. We're also at Waverly Farmers Market on 32nd Street.
Sure, that's perfect. That's plenty of opportunity for people to get this stuff.
It sure is. Thanks for being with us.
Yeah, thanks for coming.
All right, thank you, guys.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I am Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.